Welcome to the Comic Book Rundown.
Water run through at some point in time because we're in the basement.
Nice and ambient, I like it.
It's one of those things where I want to try to be as professional as possible with this stuff, but
there's a certain minimum that you are not willing to sacrifice in order to make it happen. I get it.
Exactly. Yeah. Go ahead, Rob.
In the basement, we really wouldn't be sacrificing anything by shutting off the AC, but they would upstairs, so.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can't maybe see it from my profile here, but I am like 130 pounds. And so like even I am struggling with the heat a little bit. So like for people with normal builds, I expect it's even worse.
I'm about 300 and it's just I sleep on a second floor and I'm usually sweating through everything.
You're telling me the extra weight doesn't help you just reserve cold?
You would
like
think.
You can't store it up?
No.
Like a reverse polar bear or something?
Sadly, no.
Just eat ice cubes before you go to bed. Let them, you know, settle in there. And...
Mm-hmm.
So I figure we'll do Chitty Chats first. That lasts however long we decide to, until we decide to stop. And then we can go into the...
Wonderful movie.
Gen 13.
Look, we're talking about it. It'll be fun.
It will be fun.
I have all
about.
Sorts of opinions.
Good, because I love those. So, yeah, we're here with another Chitty Chats. I try to do these naturally come in. It doesn't ever work that way. I'm just like, hey, whatever. Let's be awkward about it.
Works for me.
Yeah. I'm your host, Joe. We got Ron back,
hey,
as
everybody.
Always. You going to do your can? No, you're going to wait?
I was going to wait.
Okay. And then with us today, from the Cartoncast and from the Watchtower, we've got Ben.
Hey, everyone.
And I won't insult you by calling you medium-sized Ben.
I don't know how much of an insult it is. I feel like it's an upgrade if you actually saw my full stocky 130-pound, 5'5" frame. Well, you might think that medium is a bit of a compliment.
That's fair. I just want to be better than Chuck, so.
Oh, sure. that's something that we can all shoot for.
Yeah, so it isn't hard to do, honestly. Like, don't get me wrong. Charlie's... Love Charlie. There it is.
There you go, Joey.
Every Chitty Chats. But yeah, no. So, Ben, I met you through the Professional Casual. We were both on an episode of The Space Between when they were covering The Boys, and we got to talking. And it was one of those things where, like, I really enjoyed talking to you, and then I never talked to you until now.
Yeah, I went through a minor mental breakdown in between the last time we talked. So, like, I don't know how much I would have listened, but I'm glad to. Make your acquaintance once again.
Yeah, yes, definitely. Well, and it's one of those things where I enjoyed, especially listening to you on and your discussion with The Boys, I enjoyed listening to you, and I wanted to hear more. I checked out the current podcast. That one was not for me.
That's okay.
Sorry. I do want to check out The Watchtower, though, because I do love, the Justice League animated cartoon, so I need to get on that. And I've actually... dumped a couple of podcasts, so now I can add a few more.
Nice. I do have to warn you, it does sound like there's the echo again.
Yeah, I hear it. We'll deal with it. It's fine. Maybe on the Chitty Chats is more of a fun who cares, so I'm going to apologize for everybody if you're hearing an echo. We'll get to more professional when we get to small screen rundowns. Rundown reviews.
Well, they're very different shows to your comment. The Cartoncast is much more of a it's more of like a generic discussion concerning an entire cartoon, and that doesn't really deal with a lot of specifics because you're not following a plot structure. You're mm-hmm. you're working with the vagaries and conventions of the medium. So,
like, are we
what
talking
kind of animation
like,
there are? What kind of
you cover
music
like Animaniacs and shit like that? Or are you talking about like just comic book cartoons, or
we talk about pretty much anything you can imagine. We haven't done Animaniacs, but we do a lot of old in the 80s era action,
like Thundercats
figure.
And stuff like that.
We did Thundercats, He-Man, but we also do newer stuff. We did Teen Titans. I mean, we've done 150 episodes. I can't remember them all, but like we span the gamut from really old to somewhat new.
And how long is an episode usually?
Like an hour and a half is generally how we go. It varies depending on how much we hate the cartoon. so I think that the most recent movie segment we did, because we do animated movies sometimes as well, we did Fire Breather, which was a load of garbage. And
I remember watching that back in the day.
Yeah, it's probably
didn't age well, did it?
It has poor storytelling elements is what it has. And you'd think that something about kaiju would be cooler, but here we are. but that's the Cartoon Cast, is where like we just kind of synthesize everything from a cartoon and try to compact it into a single 90-minute or so rundown. But my new squeeze, The Watchtower, is just an episode-by-episode run, so I can imagine that going down smoother.
Yeah, Ron's a big... if it's longer than 45 minutes, he doesn't like it.
It's not that I don't like it. It's that I won't be able to listen to it in one sitting, because usually I do it when I'm at work doing like specific jobs where I can have my earbuds in. And then once that job's done and I can't do it anymore, I have to stop. So then like I might be 2 or 3 days before I can go back to doing it again. So if I don't listen to the whole thing in one sitting, then I have to go back and try to listen to it again. And then it's just...
Well, The Watchtower is probably more your speed in that case. I think the most recent episode we put out is probably our best one yet. I find it eminently listenable, and that's, you know, I liked it so much I bought the company. I guess is what I'm saying.
Very nice. While we're on the subject of comic book stuff, would you mind, Ben, telling everybody what was your origin story of comics and how you kind of got into where you're at now?
Yeah, so I have, you know, it's probably in my blood to some degree, down in my genes, down in my X genes, to like comic books. My dad is a big nerd. That's pretty much his entire legacy that he shared with us. We didn't go on family field trips or nothing like that. We got comic books, and so we could talk about comic books around the dinner table. His entire rumpus room den, you know, fathering area is just wall-to-wall comics of back issues, old issues, a Legion of Superheroes and stuff. Yeah, kind of like that, but, you know, organized. And
it's more organized than it was before. Well, that one's not, really.
So I, you know, I've had a familiarity with comic books from way back when, but I didn't really start getting into them until college when I started getting into graphic novels. The old school, like, 80s and 90s comic books never really gripped me. Mm-hmm. It was only when we started getting large graphic novel prints, Transmetropolitan, Why the Last Man, Saga. Like, once we started getting these long-running, breaking convention sort of stories that weren't just the old X-Men in fighting another dark side or whatever, that's when it really started gripping me. And that's why I came to The Boys, which was very much turning the superhero formula on its head.
Yeah.
So imagine my delight at being asked to watch Gen 13, which totally doesn't have the X-Men or Magneto in it.
But it does have that feel. yeah. But, I mean, you know, it's Jim Lee's baby, and Jim Lee at that time, you know, for the Wildstorm, you know, had just left Marvel, formed Image, and he did the Wildstorm offshoot, only to be obviously bought back up by DC. But Gen 13 is, and we'll save a lot of the Gen 13 talk for when we do the show. But yeah,
I see a segue and I take it. I don't know.
No, it's fair. No, you're good. The beauty of the Chitty Chats is that you can talk about whatever, but I know we will be picking on the show. And I don't think it's going to be a lot of content, so let's save a lot of that talk for... I can see that episode being shorter than the other.
Our Chitty Chat will be longer than our rundown review.
Maybe.
I'm guessing.
It's possible.
I took notes, guys. This is all I do. I'm just doing my podcast again. It's so
I got
easy.
This many notes.
Oh, my goodness. It's
And then this many notes.
We have.
Why did you write them in the margins?
What is your secret
syntax?
I was expecting to have a lot more here, But it turns out there wasn't even a lot of plot as far as, like, tits go, so it was kind of disappointing. But then this right here is for our bingo, and I put this on the sidelines so that I can just keep track of whichever ones we get for that.
Yeah,
and
we have we do a bingo for every movie we watch, because we're watching, plan on watching every single comic book movie ever made. DC, oh. Marvel, other, and cartoons. And we have a little bingo board, and we'll go into that more when we go into the episode.
So excited.
Proper. I think we will have a lot of fun with that one, talking about it.
Because we did not have a lot of fun watching it.
No, we did not. So we'll have a lot of fun picking on it.
It's significantly more fun if you have a gigantism fetish.
Hey, look, I have a redhead fetish. So, I mean...
Even then.
I mean, my girlfriend's 6 foot tall, so I'm not... Eight. Then again, I'm 6 foot tall, so...
You're six foot one.
No, she's 6 foot one.
That's right, because it goes me, Emily, then you. Emily's got shoes on.
When you're my size and have a gigantism fetish, the world is your oyster.
Perfect.
I don't actually, just to, you know, get that out of the way. I just thought it'd be funny to say.
It is funny, and that's why you said it.
I'm sorry, girl, did you say that you're 6 foot three? Hi. So Amazon. What you're saying is the new Resident Evil has really gotten you intrigued.
I have, through deliberate effort, not engaged with that territory.
Okay.
Here's the funny thing. From what I've been seeing on the memes-wise, she was the talk of the town before the game came out, and now she's nothing. Now they're apparently talking about the prince. I still haven't played the game, so I can't tell you.
I haven't even played.
It really does.
I tried playing 7, and it was god-awful, so I haven't tried 6 then.
Really? I heard 7 was good.
It was boring, and...
Wasn't
4?
Well,
it doesn't help. Huh?
4 is...
Wasn't 4. That's its main problem.
They haven't... It's all been downhill since 4, yes.
Yeah, not... Yes.
4 was fantastic.
God, 4 was awesome.
I did enjoy playing 5 co-op, but just for the memes.
Fair.
Well, that and because, you know, it's just basically, you know, run and gun. I mean...
Yeah,
but I tried
Coconut Arms himself.
I tried playing the remake of Resident Evil 2. Utter disappointment.
There's a lot of those games that just like kind of age poorly because they were on the cusp of a particular gameplay design.
They remade the game structure. Like, they restructured how you control your character, how your inventory works, all that kinds of shit. Mm-hmm. But they made it damn near impossible to kill the zombies. Apparently, you're just supposed to run all the time.
That is a Resident Evil thing, you know.
But there are still certain places where you had to kill zombies to get rid of them.
Yeah, 4 stopped being zombies. It was just hill.
Well, I mean,
it was just the neighborhood roughs, the street cops.
You were hoping
for more of the success garnered by the Final Fantasy VII remake, is what I'm hearing.
I haven't played that one either, but I have bought it. I was just hoping for like similar gameplay, but with a lot better graphics.
Yeah.
And then they just, like I said, they changed the whole way that it works. You can shoot a zombie 6 times in the head, and it will still get up and come attack you. So, yeah, and your knife is
brains in the butt. It's like a lobster.
Shoot it in the dick, the chest, and the head.
3 shots.
One of them.
Got it.
Can you imagine someone from Dead Space coming into Resident Evil and it's like, I'm killing all their limbs. This should be working.
Yeah, crossing zombie games, or even just the genre, because... We're recording this the 2 days after Army of the Dead came out on Netflix. Did either one of you watch that?
I did not.
Army of the Dead?
Uh-uh.
It's not a terrible movie. And I like a lot of the Dead movies. I've seen the original Dawn of the Dead. I've seen the remake in, 2014? That was okay. There was another one I watched that I can't remember off the top of my head now. But this one was... interesting, to say the least, and it's got like the fast moving smart zombies. Try and see that in a Resident Evil game, which I guess basically is just 4 and maybe now, but
no, the number 8's werewolves.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, nice. Yeah, like Bloodborne. Right. Sick.
Hey guys, I think we've beat the zombies to death. We better try something else.
Well, what was 7?
boring. I quit playing after the first 20 minutes.
Okay.
Wow. Tell us how you really feel.
Well, okay. I played it on the VR headset, and I'm like, oh, this is going to be awesome. I'm going to be in here, you know, Resident Evil type of, you know, zombies popping out, jump scares. And it was literally wandering around a hut, trying to find things, watching a videotape. It was boring.
Hmm.
So you just hadn't got to the zombie part?
Yeah, no, and it took too long to get to it.
That's interesting, because I think, like, you could probably argue the same issue with some of the earlier Resident Evils that were more about tension and less about action. But it's I wonder if, like, part of the way of the franchise has kind of trained you out of being able to appreciate passive horror or, like, subtler horror. I don't know how to.
So the first one, you run into a zombie two rooms after you start. You know, you get the introduction to the zombies.
Hmm.
And then you have to worry about them popping up in rooms. In Resident Evil 2, as soon as you start to be able to control your character, you're being bombarded by zombies.
Yeah.
Mm. Resident Evil 3, we won't really talk about because I was disappointed in that one too. But Resident Evil 4, as soon as you get control of Leon, you walk up a thing and then you start getting attacked by Hilljacks. I mean,
yeah, so it's not zombies. it's the infected whatever virus that makes them with the
Plagas.
There we go. Thank you.
Yeah.
Plagas that has the tentacle head thing. I did love 4. Sadly, I never beat 4, but I did love 4. Got them. I need just to go back and play them.
I think I killed more things with a knife in Resident Evil 4 than any other Resident Evil all put together.
That's because you can't kill anything with a knife until Resident Evil 4. It's useless.
Well, that's not true. In Resident Evil 2, you could sit up on top of this dumpster in one spot and you could kill 3 zombies, but it just takes about 20 minutes.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, that you'll play 20 minutes of.
Yeah, because I was literally stabbing a zombie to death for 20
dumpster
minutes.
Dumpster simulator.
Gratifying.
you played a hobo simulator.
Yes. This is my dumpster. Get away.
I love it.
Why does my knife look like a broken glass bottle?
Did you guys know that they're going to be doing a new Resident Evil movie series?
Not only did I not know about it, I don't care.
Oh, ouch.
No, they're supposed to be making these ones actually like the video games, though, right?
Yeah.
It's not going to have Alice in it. It's not going to
have Alice. Which sucks, because no Alice, because that went, which did love me some Mila Jovovich. But
the gratuitous cooter scene in the first one, yeah.
Well, then you also got, yes. the first game, you know, it was a mansion. There was a base underneath the mansion, so it was loosely based. And then the second movie was obviously the Raccoon City, so that was loosely based. And then the other 4 were just kind of crap. They definitely went downhill from there. But no, this one is apparently supposed to be more in line with the games. There's also going to be a animated series that follows Leon. And
now, the
I think
animated
Claire,
movies they have are actually pretty good.
I've got all 3 of them. We'll have to watch them at some point, maybe for the show, but we'll see. But my understanding is the series is going to be following the animated movies. I'm not 100% sure on that one. And I did love those animated movies. Those were great. But I don't know. I like the Resident Evil franchise. I may not play all the games, but I do like that franchise.
Yeah,
they had a real
shooter. Particularly. I'm not particularly bought into it. It is fine, and I like watching some of the content that it spawns, but I don't really like the horror genre on its own. The survival horror will get me. So 4 and things that came after it are more my speed, but not so much the other stuff.
Okay, that's fair. I don't play games as much as I used to, but I do remember when I first played 2, I was with a bunch of friends. We were at like a retreat over the weekend, and somebody brought their PS2, and we were in the hotel playing that, and like everybody was scared shitless when that dog came bursting through the glass window in that one hallway, because we weren't expecting it. And that,
yeah.
It's one of those things that. That's a memory that stuck with me, and it attached me to that game, and it's probably why I like the series itself. I don't know.
I think it's just because, like, I grew up in an era where there was a lot of Lovecraft material available to me, and anything that is less than just feels a little bit tame in horror. Like, I've seen zombies. Zombies are not new for me. Gigantic, like, tentacle monsters are not new for me. Like, I've just kind of seen everything that Resident Evil could do to me. and found it kind of, you know, table stakes. Like, it's fine. Like, there's no problems with it. I just, I'm not, I don't respond to it. I think in the way the developer wants me to respond to it.
Yeah, it's definitely not a game aimed towards you.
Probably not. Yeah. No, I'm more of a Super Meat Boy, Cuphead kind of guy.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
I'm still technically in the middle of playing Hyrule Warriors Age of Calamity on my Switch. It's a Dynasty Warriors.
Oh, fuck thing. That then. No.
But it's Legend of Zelda, and I love Legend of Zelda.
If it's Dynasty Warriors gameplay, it's not going to hold my
That's fair. But
a reskin does so little for me, I can't even begin to tell you. It's mostly because I hate being pandered to, and it just kind of screams it.
This is definitely a reskin.
I'm playing through Divinity right now, so, I mean, that's a lot of fun, but...
Nice.
I'm
sure I would love it if I let myself not have a life anymore. And, like, because that's the only way I could engage with it is by, like, pure addiction. And I just know that I can't do that, so I don't.
Understandable. Now, so, question. So I texted you yesterday.
Yes.
About, you know, you got your second COVID shot.
I did.
And how are you feeling?
Against Joe Rogan's, orders. I went and got my second vac shot. I'm breaking ties with him on this one. I didn't feel great yesterday,
which is why I asked that if you were wanting to move it at all. But
yeah,
I know I my girlfriend.
I really
got
appreciate
her
the flexibility, by the way, even though I didn't need it. But I really appreciate that.
Yeah, well, because like I said, I know my girlfriend. She went well after she got her first shot. She was down for a day, but she also had COVID before, back in like December.
Oh, so she might have had some antibodies floating around.
Exactly.
Or what have you.
But, like, she got her second shot, and it definitely... After 24 hours, she went down. So by the middle of the first day, she was kind of not doing good. But by the second day, she was just great. I think also what didn't help is that she was sick before she got the shot. And so it just kind of all compounded on top of her.
Hey, I hear some water. That's nice.
Yes, that's the ambiance. But I know, like, I got my second shot scheduled for June 1st.
Mine's the second.
Yeah, Ron's on the second. So I'm really happy to get it.
Yeah, I'm going to be visiting a bunch of friends when I do. I'll probably head back to the professional casual network area and be able to actually podcast with them in person, which I'm very excited about.
Yes, which is I did listen to your episode on King of the Hill with them on the Elite Eight. And, which is, I will say, is impressive because I did not like the show. Like, I never watched the show, but I listened to both episodes because I like listening to them and to listen to you. So that was fun. But I'm right there with you, though. Like, I want to, I'm already planning with some friends to have a cookout, like, in the middle of June. Because they're all vaccinated, and I'm the last one to get vaccinated.
I cook out in the middle of June because obviously he's a sadomasochist.
Any reason to drink.
I don't drink as much anymore.
Real quick, before we get anywhere else, since we are an audio podcast, I would just like to point out to our listeners that can't see Ben's fantastic mustache that, like, that thing is amazing. Like, you're channeling some, like... Oh my God, I can't think of his name. Tom Selleck.
Okay.
Yeah, I actually described my mustache as a Tom Selleck yesterday. So, right on the money.
It is definitely.
Or like Oswald's character from the Drew Carey show in Office Space, whoever that guy was, Lawrence.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what I do, man. It's exactly like that.
Perfect. That's awesome.
Yeah, that's another good descriptor of it. Yeah.
Yeah, this is the first time I've ever actually grown a mustache. I can't actually grow like facial hair on my chin because I have like a scar there from beefing it on my bike one time.
Ooh, fun.
But I apparently, mustache is working pretty good. I'm pretty happy with it. I think I'll keep it around for a while.
You don't want to try to do the beard and just have like a part right here, right in the middle?
No. I don't think that'll look very good.
It'd give you the perfect spot to braid it out from, though.
No. If I wanted to pull a Gimli, I'll throw the idea around.
Play with it a little bit. It's like, well, maybe today. Nope. Mm-mm. Shave.
Yep. More or less.
Love it.
But I am doing better. Thank you for asking.
Good. Yeah.
I was pretty on my ass yesterday, and I also recorded yesterday. So if I could power through that, I'm sure I'll be okay today.
Well, and again, I want to throw it out there. I know Ron and I were pretty flexible. I know this week is pretty busy, but we could have definitely done it like maybe Memorial Day if you were available that day.
When's Memorial Day?
Next week.
Next Monday. Well, Monday after next, but yeah. Not tomorrow, it's Monday after that.
Fair.
Okay.
But like it's been one of those things, we could have pushed it off a week, that way you could have got better. I like to make sure that my friends that are coming on, my people that are going to be on my podcast are doing good, you know?
Oh yeah, no, I'm charged up. I'm very excited to be here, and thank you so much for having me on. I love guesting on other people's podcasts, especially because I take a lot of time and energy to make sure that I research my own podcasts. I don't care very much about, you know, putting on a brave face for you guys.
Well, that's
no offense.
No, because...
Oh, no, you're fine. We do very minimal ourselves, so...
I probably did more than you did, honestly.
Oh, most likely, yeah.
Well, but here's the thing. So when we watch the movies, we watch it and then we record right after. So we still have it basically fresh in our minds. We can't always do that. There's been at least one movie already where we have been able to, and we definitely took more notes. It was Captain America 2 from 1979.
Yeah,
too soon. So,
God,
is this penance? Am I watching you like repent for something?
Well, no.
You haven't favorably described any movie that you've done for the show so far.
Oh, we've had some good ones. We've done Superman from 78.
If you ever do fantastic. Iron Giant, I will flip my shit.
If that's a comic book movie, we will.
It has a comic book in it.
Then probably not going to touch it.
Well, you should watch it anyway.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It's almost, like, it's definitely within my top five favorite animated movies, and it's not close.
Nice. Very nice. Once we get
Shooter McGavin.
Yes, it does. Like, once we've got four tracks that we go through. We do DC, we do Marvel, we do Other, which basically covers a lot more movies than I expected. And then we do Animated, which is just its own little thing.
Yeah.
But we're starting from, you know, early on.
Hey, we had some good things to say about Barbarella.
Well.
Which came first, the Barbarella or the Stripperella?
Barbarella.
Okay.
Barbarella.
How about Clobberella?
Clobberella beats you up.
Yeah, you got it.
I love Futurama, man.
Who does she beat up? You.
Barbarella came out, the movie came out in what, 77, I think? 78?
Earlier than that.
Well, hey, look, I'll look on the sheet here. 68, so
yeah,
10 years earlier.
Yeah, that's what I thought, yeah.
But I know, like, the comic came out in early 60s, so if it was a comic book movie, we're touching on it in one of those four. But I do know that, like, we will finish up one of those paths before too long, and I want to touch on like the video game movies, and then maybe that thing will end quick because there's not a lot.
There's a few out there.
There's
a Sonic 2016 movie that's got an Archie Comics thread connecting it to comicry.
It works. See, and that's another one. Like, in theory, I could put that under the end. Well, that would be, what would that be? That wouldn't be live action. I don't know.
No, it is.
It's
live action with Ben Schwartz as a
cartoon. So I don't know.
Yeah.
Wherever
you would put Roger Rabbit, Who Framed Roger Rabbit, it would go kind of in the same bucket as that.
That, yes. But for our qualifiers, I don't
think
it'd be in there.
You're making your qualifiers. What, are you going to disappoint your sponsors, Joe?
All my sponsors, all like myself that I sponsor, maybe.
You're your own boss.
Yeah. I got, you know, it's fine.
I'm just busting your balls. It's fine.
No, you're good. Do it. No, I don't know. Like, I want to get through the comic book movies first and then add other things. So, like, Sonic would be on there, and I actually would probably put that more into the video game than
definitely
than comic.
It borrows much more from the video game. Yeah. I was just giving you an easy out.
No, but that's one way I want to check out. Like, I also want to do Detective Pikachu. Like, those two are probably the better. I hate Pokemon, so he knows that's why he's laughing.
Pokemon!
Those two are probably two of the better video game movies that have come out in the last couple decades. So, yeah, I don't know. That.
Mortal Kombat was pretty good.
I enjoyed it.
The newer one or the old one? Yeah. I like the old one.
The old one was fantastic. The second one was terrible. And then this new one, I really liked it. I had a good time watching it. We made so much fun of it while we were watching it.
That's the only way you can watch it, I think.
Oh, that's how you're supposed to watch it.
Yeah.
Like, they didn't even take it seriously when they were making it, so why should we take it seriously watching it?
Right. Yeah, the same thing with the Sonic movie. There's a cameo of the Sonic image.
Sonic?
Yeah, great. It's so good.
That was great. The only reason I think why Sonic actually did any good was because they leaked the original art of what Sonic was going to be, and everybody was just in an uproar.
Yeah, just no, fix it.
Yeah.
We will tell you how. We are lots of nerds with only too much time on our hands. Wouldn't it be amazing if the studio leaked that as a fake image? Like, they already made the real one with the good Sonic, and they leaked the fake one just as a way to get, like,
more people hype to be.
That would be genius.
It worked.
That PR person would have been like, boom.
That's a galaxy brain PR maneuver.
I mean, it did its job. People talked about it. People went and saw it. We're going to be getting a second one.
Yeah, so, yeah. I was very pleasantly surprised by how much I liked it.
Yeah.
If we start doing game-based movies, are we going to have to watch the Mario Brothers movie?
Oh, yeah.
Probably.
Oh, yeah. But that's years away, because we have a lot of comic book-based movies, and they keep coming out with them, so.
Well, yeah, right now they're still a gold mine, so, I mean, come on.
Exactly. Let me know if you guys ever do Under the Red Hood, because I've watched that once before, and I want to rewatch it.
It'll be a while, but yeah, we'll be doing that one.
Okay.
Because I think, obviously, in the cartoons, we are in the 2000s era, Under the Red Hood came out in, what, 2014, 2015, something like that?
I think it was a little bit farther back than later? That.
Hmm.
No, farther back.
Well, the story came out in 20... The comic itself came out in... Oh, wait, because it was before New 52. Oh, so yeah, it might have been like 2010.
Yeah, I think it was somewhere around then. I have distinct memories of watching it back when I was living in Boston. So that would have had to been around that era.
Okay. So, it's on HBO Max. I've got the DVD of it. I've got the new one, the Death in the Family that they came out with, which is a offshoot of
All in the Family.
No, yes. I was gonna go with it, but I can't remember the names.
Archie Bunker.
Thank you.
Those were the days.
it's offshoot of Under the Red Hood, and it's a choose your own adventure, which is kind of cool.
Oh, but, like Jabberwock?
Kinda.
Wait, was it Jabberwock or was it something else? Was it a Black Mirror episode, the Choose Your Own Adventure one?
That was
it wasn't Jabberwalk? It wasn't Jabberwalk.
I know what you're talking about, but I can't remember what the title is.
It was, oh, god damn, this is going to bother me so hard. It was something like very similar to a mythological beast. Something in the cryptozoology fashion.
Yeah.
But I cannot remember for the life of me what it was.
I'm sure it's still on
is it
Netflix? Bandersnatch.
Bandersnatch. That's so.
I didn't want you to get all, you know, lose your mind on that. So,
thank you. No, that you really degaussed my hard drive on that one. Defragged my hard drive. You degaussed a monitor.
You're talking computer speak, and I'm like, what?
What does this have to do with Batman?
I barely know how to work my podcast app that I use. So, yeah, is there anything else you guys want to talk about?
I guess I am wondering what your guys' familiarity with Gen 13 is.
Not a whole lot.
So I have this
wizard. I didn't know about it until you brought it to my attention.
Really?
I have this Wizard magazine from like 1990. Hey, Joey, when did the DC versus Marvel happen? 96. And then the Amalgamation or whatever the hell comics.
96.
Okay, so this one would have been around that time. It's got Wolverine on the cover of it. And the only thing that I know about Gen 13 is that there's a picture of...
Fairchild?
Cat, yeah. And it was a smoking hot redhead, and I'm like, I don't know what that comic is.
Daddy like. Wish...
Yeah, pretty much. And that's all I knew about it. And then I'd seen a couple of like pictures of them, like cosplays and stuff, which the cosplays are, yes. Yeah.
Chef kiss.
My familiarity is New 52. Like, I knew Gen 13 was a thing, but I've known about that most of the 2000s, but it wasn't until the DC New 52 came out when they rolled them into the comics. Caitlin Fairchild is, like, you meet her in the Superboy comic, and she is the leading doctor for all of that, and then she comes back throughout the Superboy comic, and that's my really.
She's still 7 foot tall though.
Yeah, she's okay. Still pretty big.
All right, good.
I do remember I was reading up on it a little bit, and I saw that they did a lot of crossover events, and eventually culminated with them being in Flashpoint, but then they got seemingly dropped off the face of the earth. Like, I don't know where they're supposed to be right now.
Okay. Well, yeah,
because that's all I
mean, once Flashpoint happened, and then New 52 happened, and then Rebirth happened, like, DC just doesn't.
You actually have to come into our Watchtower podcast, because you have such a categorical knowledge of DC comic book history.
I
don't have any of it, so I'm constantly making an ass of myself.
Anytime, just, you know, we can work something out.
Yeah.
But no, like, DC's my baby. I got into comics with Death of Superman and Batman Nightfall in 93-94. I mean, they came out in 92-93, but 93-94 is when I was reading them. And I fell in love, and that DC is my go-to. So it really hurts when now DC has no idea what the fuck they're doing with their properties.
They still do good animated movies and
yes.
series. They haven't dropped the ball on their animation.
Oh.
They just really, really suck at live action.
And I'm not even talking just about that. I'm also talking about the comics. They're sucking
no.
in their comics right now too. Like, they tried to fix it with Rebirth, although New 52 was, like, after a while it was fine. But then Rebirth came, it's like, okay, we're gonna do this, and now we're gonna go this route, and headache.
Well, it's no longer part of the counterculture, is the thing. Like, when Superman was a bigger thing, it was, you know, more niche. Now it is the thing that comics kind of rebel against. What with, like, the Boys, you know, you have that inverted kind of that inverted mentality on what a superhero team is supposed to look mm-hmm. like. You have Invincible.
Yep,
I was, you know, gonna, like, bring that there's one up. There's a lot of different. I think that the pendulum kind of just swung back the other way, and now they don't really have anything to say anymore. Like, they are the norm.
Yeah, it's gone away from the main two, Marvel and DC, to kind of start going to the indie properties, and people are
so happy
are
about
liking.
That.
Dude, I'm finding so many like good comics.
Yeah, you
have.
Stuff.
Lock and Key is
fantastic.
One of our favorites, and Lock.
I haven't checked it out,
dude. It's such an amazing series. If you, I mean, the show. If you have you watched the show on Netflix?
I haven't. No, but I've been looking for a new show.
Read the comics first.
Yeah, if you can get
okay.
a hold of the comics.
Okay.
And it's the main volumes are there's six volumes, and they're still continuing on. They've got some new ones coming out now. But the first six tell their own story, and it's wonderful. It's a story that I read every single year.
Well, and the more times you read it, the more you pick up on subtle things like even just images in the background that you wouldn't really pay attention to until like your second time through it or your third time, like the death butterfly. Right in the first issue.
Yep.
Where, right in the
very first page.
Yeah.
And then it's in every single issue, every single volume. Like, it's everywhere.
Yep. But it's just fantastic. The storyline's fantastic through it. The characters actually have pretty good development throughout it.
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me. Another one that was really fun that you found was the Miskatonic High. Those
yes.
were fun ones to go through.
That one is on Kickstarter. I've been getting those off Kickstarter. So it's definitely indie, hardcore indie. which we got another 5 issues that we still have to go through that we haven't actually touched on because I've just been letting them build up.
Yeah, I'm just going to have to come over to your guys' place sometime and just spend a weekend just absorbing through osmosis all of the comic books that you have.
That's video games.
Okay. I'll say you better.
I've got a library.
Yeah, you might need more than a weekend unless you're planning on dousing yourself with or double dosing yourself with some high octane, you know.
Yeah, you get some methamphetamines going on.
I saw this thing online, and it was somebody that had a 4 Locos, and they were pouring a 5-hour energy drink into it.
Oh, God.
And underneath it says, oh, come on, just be a fucking adult and do meth.
Man, I was expecting the comment to be something about, like, whether it's additive or multiplicative. Like, okay, is that 9 hours? Is it 20? I don't
It's 9 Locos.
It's 5 Locos.
Oh shit!
You are the 10th loco.
Oh, I love it.
I just imagine that shit stopping your heart. Like it goes so fast that it just wouldn't even be beating anymore. It just like,
and yet you're still walking and you don't realize it because it's been beating so much.
Just imagine the alternate version of Pulp Fiction where John Travolta just jams a 4 loco into her.
I love it. I love it. Okay. I think it's pretty good. 40 minutes worth.
Yep. We bullshitted a lot. The echo is definitely there, and it is prominent on both your sides now.
Yep. Well, we're gonna fix that on the next recording. So you'll see some cameras moving around here in a minute.
That's fine.
I think if I swap to the other side of the table, it might actually cut down on it a lot.
Let's do it live. Try live. I doubt it will.
We'll do it on the night.
I honestly doubt it will, but hey, you never know. Record. How's that sound? Am I sounding okay?
You guys sound great.
I think everything should be good.
Okay. Yay, we did it!
Yay!
Kind of.
Sort of. I mean, we don't really need 2 mics.
I don't know how to do it without... Like, I want to be able to... Like, record in the same spot with 2 mics... I think it's going to have to just be like, you get your own mic and just go to your house.
Next time I'll just pull it up on my phone again. I mean, that worked out well for that recording.
Yeah. We'll figure it out. That being said.
You gave me my notebook.
Oh, yeah.
I don't want to miss out on my 6 notes I wrote down.
Anyway, we'll get there in a second.
Hey, we gave me my pen, too.
For fuck's sake.
I'm
going to fucking kick. Hey, Ben, can you just go ahead and let everybody know where they can find you on the internet? This
You're
is the
recording.
End of the Chitty Chats. Yeah, I'm recording.
What, just right now?
Yeah, is yours recording?
Yeah.
Does it say recording?
It says recording, yes.
Okay, yours sucks. Yes, go ahead and let everybody know where they can find you on those internets.
Yeah, so has been stated, I am a person on the podcast The Cartoncast and The Watchtower. You can find the former at cartoncast.com or fancybat.com/cartoncast. You can find the latter at the Wax Nostalgic Network. You can also go to the Professional Casual Network, and I contribute on the Lost Omens podcast, which is a Pathfinder 2nd Edition play game voice do.
Very, very nice.
Yep. Thanks. Yeah, crushed it.
Yeah, definitely. That's it for this Chitty Chats. Let's go into, we'll go into our Gen 13 recording next.